Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I mean, it's bad news bears on skates out there. Like, I'm being serious now. I've watched a lot of sports in my life. This is probably slightly hyperbolic. It's one of the worst performances I've ever seen by a team in a postseason game ever.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
If he gets the starting job, it's full speed ahead. I mean, I don't have questions with Kenny Pickett in this award market. I have plenty of them with, like, win total and everything. But in this award market, the only question is he the starter?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Nick Cash, you in for Costos. Ken Barkley's here. Two more hours to go, and You Better You Bet. Friday, leading into the weekend, NBA, Stanley Cup playoffs. We just drafted sleeper teams in the NFL, and man, when we got down to the nitty-gritty at the end, we're left with the Falcons and the Texans, Ken Barkley, and it was spoiled milk and rotten tomatoes that we were left with.
Which one's nitty and which one's gritty in the Houston Atlanta conversation?
Yeah. I would say Houston would be gritty because that's the last one, the lowest win total. Gritty,
yeah,
is the last
and they feel grittier than that. Yeah, they're like Lovie Smith, like let's work really hard.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Atlanta, they're like nitty, like they just, you know, maybe it's Desmond. Yeah, maybe they're ritty. They're starting Desmond Ritter. That's what.
That's one way to do it. Yeah,
that was really bad.
Yeah, I had to think, and I was like, okay, can I take this any farther? I got nothing for you.
Please don't take it farther. That would be my
probably
best.
Won't. Von Delzell is going to save us now. Of course, NBC Sports Bet, NBC Sports Edge, all of those things. V Money Sports on Twitter. Let's get back to the NBA here. Where that's going to be have nothing to do with any bad teams right now because it's the last four teams in the NBA playoffs. We've, of course, got Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals tonight, Vaughn, and let's start with that. We've already seen what happened in Game 1. We had the old Warriors, it looked like, coming back. The Mavs, you look at this team and say, most people probably didn't expect them to go this far. What you saw from Game 1 between the Warriors and Mavs, is that what you expect the rest of the series, or do you expect Dallas, especially in Game 2 tonight, to kind of figure things out a little bit, at least bare minimum, keep the thing close, and maybe have a cover in this?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on, guys. Definitely excited to talk to NBA tonight and moving forward. Tonight's game's going to be awesome. I don't expect it to be like what we saw in Game 1. I'm hoping it's not like what we saw in Game 1. My thought process for this, and I feel like some sharps are thinking the same as me, that we hope the Mavericks lose tonight. They don't have to cover. I don't care if they cover. We want them to lose so we can come with a big boy bet in Game 3 with them at home down 0-2. That's my approach to this game. I'll probably look at a live bet situation, but I do think the Warriors on the right side being the home team. Both teams, you could say, the trio of the Warriors, Thompson, Curry, and Poole, didn't shoot that well for three, but you can say the same thing about the Mavericks. So this is going to be an interesting game. I do lean Mavericks to cover, Warriors to win, but I'd rather, you know, just have the Mavericks lose out front and get the Mavericks Game 3 big boy bet, like I said.
Yeah, it makes sense. And obviously, Mavs were down 0-2 against Phoenix, came home, played well in Game 3. That's like a dynamic we've seen in the playoffs a lot. These home teams down 0-2 with the full crowds now, obviously, with all the COVID stuff lifted, has been a pretty crazy dynamic. So, all right. So if we think maybe the Warriors are going to win, maybe the Mavs cover, that's like kind of the type of game you're anticipating. Maybe let's talk about like how we see the game playing out from each team from a player prop standpoint. If there are any, you know, performances, props that you like. Why don't we start with the Warriors? Just like, sometimes a tough team, I think, to handicap because it's Thompson, Poole, and Curry, and they all take a ton of shots sometimes, and their player prop market for them could be notoriously difficult. Anything you've seen that you like? Draymond Green scored a little bit more, I think, than we expected in game one, barely went over his number. Anything on the Warriors' offense, prop-wise, performance-wise, that you like tonight?
Yeah, see, so I looked at Draymond specifically for the points, rebounds, assists today, but for some reason, I couldn't push myself there. When I looked at his potential rebounds and assist numbers, the rebound numbers look great. He converted 9 of 16, but the assist numbers weren't there. He only had 6 potential assists. So that worried me. I know it was a blowout, and he'll be pretty involved in this game. But in my opinion, he's kind of a stay away. You see, like, the Draymond, the Jordan Pools, sometimes Clay. They have similar points, rebounds, assist numbers. So I kind of stay away from them. And I do apologize. I'm sitting outside right now in a fire truck just went by.
Yeah, but, all good.
I do think, as I say, lots of noise in the city. But I do think the Warriors props are pretty tough to bet on. I would lean Klay Thompson's PRA under again. I played at 28.5 in game one, 27.5 in game two. Obviously, he had that elite third quarter where his numbers kind of looked a lot better than how he performed because he entered halftime with 0 points. So I wouldn't talk anyone out of a fade on Klay Thompson, but that's only going to last for a couple games. He's the type of guy that, you know, likes to find himself throughout the series and then come alive later in the series, like we saw game 6 Clay. So right now, I think he's an okay fade. I wouldn't talk anyone out of it, but the rest of the guys I would stay off of.
What about on the Luka side of things? Just 20 points in game one. It's clear the Warriors did what really any team should, and it's focus on Luka, defend him, and make his life miserable. And Andrew Wiggins was one that obviously did a great job on him. In game two, I mean, his point totals you set right around, from what I've seen, about 31.5. I'm not comfortable taking the over on that. Would you? Do you see that much of a bounce back for him in game two?
To be honest, I'm not a fan of taking unders on Luka. it's scarier most of the time. But, you know, Luka's going to try and get his. Obviously, the reports are he's a little sick, too. I mean, he looked banged up in the last game, but I'm on Spencer Dinwiddie personally tonight, and that kind of affects him if Luka's not 100%, which is a positive for Dinwiddie, but obviously a negative for the Dallas Mavericks. So Dinwiddie hasn't even played more than 25 minutes in his last three games, all because they've all been blowouts, and he's hit his points in his assist line in 3 straight games. So he's been certainly impressive, and I think he's going to keep rolling. And it's my favorite play of the day, to be honest, but I wouldn't talk anyone out of playing Luka's over because he is what, you know, he is the offense a lot of the time. He creates a lot. But like I said, playing an under on Luka is the scariest thing to me. So good luck if you do play his over or under.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Vaughn, let's talk about the series maybe before we move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. And just, you know, I know you mentioned kind of think the Warriors will win tonight and maintain home court advantage. That would obviously lead you to like Dallas in game three, which makes a ton of sense. You know, that line would probably be like pick basically or something like that. So, all right, maybe it's going to be 2-1 Warriors entering game four on average, something like that, the way you see the series playing out. Golden State's obviously a huge favorite to advance to the NBA Finals, minus 455, obviously up 1-0 already. How do you kind of see the series playing out? Like, how many games do you think it goes? What's kind of going to be the pattern here and who advances ultimately?
Well, my prediction was Warriors in six originally when they got the draw here, because I had the Suns and the Heat in my NBA Finals. So obviously Suns let me down and a ton of other people down, but I thought this is the Warriors in six, the whole series. So like I said, I think the Warriors win tonight. They're so hard to beat on their home floor. And people are saying, you know, they're not the 2015, 16, 17 Warriors. The dynasty's not the same, blah, blah, blah. Well, they haven't, you know, they're not disproving that right now. They're doing what they have to do to continue to win. And, you know, I think the Mavericks can still one at home, potentially two at home, and that's where the series will go to six. But, you know, if the Warriors cover tonight, I mean, this is a 5-game series, in my opinion. And I think the Mavericks get game three, and that's it for them.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on the Warriors. People have forgotten how good they were a couple of years ago, and they're picking up where they left off. Talking to Vaughn Dalzell, NBC Sports Edge, NBC Sports Bet. Let's look at the other series in the Eastern Conference. That Game 3 is coming up tomorrow. Boston now has actually moved to 7-point favorites at home over at Bet Rivers. We saw Game 1 where Miami blew things open in the second half, and then Boston comes back in Game 2 and just runs the Heat off the court and sends all their fans out into South Beach pretty much around halftime. Can Miami come back and cover at least in Game 3? Or does this kind of look like one of those series where you say, oh, Boston is just that much better, this isn't going to be close the rest of the way?
So I've been going back and forth on this one. I wanted to sleep on it, but to be honest with you, I don't know if I'll have to. I do think this could be too many points for the Miami Heat. If we're going to get a 7, right now I see 6.5 on some of the books that I use, but if we're getting 7 or 7.5, that's just far too many points and a recency bias, in my opinion. Now, I think a lot of people are going to bet the Celtics because they're the home team now. Of course, it's going to be hard to beat them at home and yada, yada, yada. But the Miami Heat are just as deep as the Celtics, if not deeper. And we saw Al Horford and Marcus Smart come back, and yes, they were effective. I think the Celtics had a game plan regardless in that game, and they were going to win if those guys played or not. And I was on record saying that. But this spot, to me, is more of a 50-50 game. Whether the Celtics, they are warranted to be favorites in this game, I don't know if 6.5 to 7.5 points are enough. I think Bam Adebayo's play is going to pick up. Obviously, he's been a lock on the unders lately. His point total sitting at 13.5. I mean, when is he going to wake up? You know, it's going to have to be at some point soon. I would not be surprised to see Bam Adebayo come alive to some degree in this series. And we saw Robert Williams drop off from game one to game two. So, yeah, I'm going to be looking at some Bam Adebayo props potentially because everybody is going to be fading him, and I'm sure he's going to be the most faded player in this game, Game 3, across, like, you know, DraftKings, FanDuel, PointsBet, et cetera.
Yeah, and obviously, Bam, when these teams played in the bubble series, you know, Bam made, like, the most memorable plays of the series, had the block, obviously, which was the most memorable play, but got killed him on those alley-oop dunks all the time on the pick and roll, and, like, has not done any of that, basically, in this series. Vaughn, you mentioned you like Bam props. On the Celtics side, does anything stand out? Tatum and Brown have both played pretty well, like, right around their point prop through two games. And obviously, we've had guys in and out of the lineup. Smart and Horford didn't play in Game 1. Derek White didn't play in Game 2. We'll see if he's back for Game 3. If it's like a full roster, do you think anything's going to stand out to you from a Celtics prop standpoint?
I think they're an even tougher team to bet on, in my opinion. I missed out game one. I wanted to fade Grant Williams. And then once they announced Al Horford was out, That was kind of off my plate, and he still hit his under. His points per bounce assist was 13.5. It went up to like 17, 18.5 whenever Horford was out, and I think he finished with around 10. So Grant Williams is the kind of guy I was going to look at in the series right now. They're not even offering props on him or any of the role players for that matter. So it's hard for me to not want to bet on Tatum or Brown, though, to be honest. I mean, game three at home, like you said, if the Celtics cover, you know one of these guys are popping off for 25 to 30 points. And there's nothing really stopping these guys, in my opinion, from doing that. Like, the Heat are terrific defense in every right, but, you know, they're getting these mismatches with the Max Strus's and Gabe Vincent's of the world. And sometimes, you know, Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum are going to win that battle 9 times out of 10. So I think at home, we're going to see the stars shine more than the role players for the Celtics. So I would lean the overs on a Tatum more than Brown. And then I would lean, you know, the unders on the Grant Williams of the world.
All right, let's look at more of the futures market here and go past these two series to the NBA Finals. Golden State, obviously the favorite to win the title. They're even money now here at Bet Rivers. Boston's in at plus 190. They're seen as the two favorites, obviously, both in these series and then advancing to the NBA Finals. I'm assuming you probably expect Boston and Golden State to be in the NBA Finals with everything that you've, you know, said so far. If that is the case, that was my pick before the playoffs. How do you see that finals shaping out if it ends up being Golden State and Boston?
Well, I will say I think the Miami Heat at plus 550 still have tremendous value. And even the Miami Heat and the Golden State Warriors at plus 240, you could probably wait one more game if the Heat do lose game three, because I think this is, you know, if the Heat lose game three, game four, they're coming. I don't care if it's in TD Garden, they're coming. But I, like I said, I think the Heat potentially are going to cover tomorrow, and that's probably going to be my play for the game. So I still am going to ride with Miami Heat. Like, I'm not going to discount the fact that they're not a great team. I mean, they've been one of the best teams in the NBA all year. The Celtics turned around their second half. But I will say, if the Celtics and Warriors match up, this will be a great lesson for a young Boston Celtics team to take the loss to the Warriors. Now, I'm not talking a 7-game series, probably not even a 6-game series. I'd go as far to say Warriors in 5, and I say they dominate that series. And the Boston Celtics take that in as a young core. All these guys come back, return, and I think they become the team that, you know, we kind of expected Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to lead and be all together. So, you know, I'm not discrediting any of these teams in the field at all. I think the top three, the Warriors, Celtics, and Heat, are the best, by far the best teams to bet on, but I think the Heat are getting disrespected a little bit still. I don't think they're worse, if not, you know, I think they're an even field with Celtics, point blank period.
Kind of like that bold prediction there. Like, if it's Warriors Celtics, yeah, it's actually Warriors in a route. I don't think I've heard that from anybody so far. That'd be and the price on that'd be outstanding, by the way, if you're right. And you could be right. The Warriors have a ton more experience, obviously. We only got about a minute left. Vaughn, I want to ask you about finals MVP. Nick and I were joking before, I'm like obsessed with award markets. He's probably right. I feel like I ask everybody about every award market that exists. Spent about 5 minutes on Conn Smythe with a hockey guest an hour ago. So let me ask you about finals MVP. And I think the question's pretty straightforward, right? Like, usually the price for the best player on a team is going to be the same price as that team to win the title, because it's usually the best player on the best team. Is there any team of the four remaining where you think somebody who's not the best player could win? We have about 45 seconds left.
Yeah, I think if you're taking some darts here, Jordan Poole's not a bad play at all. I could see him easily averaging, you know, 20 to 25 points per game in this series. And if Steph Curry has an off night or two, you know, someone could slip up, because we've seen Steph Curry, you know, let the MVP slip away from him before in the finals. But, you know, Jordan Poole, not a bad bet. I don't know if I'd want to put money on Klay Thompson or Draymond Green. I would rather put my money on Steph Curry, even though the odds are far different. But, for the value, still Jimmy Butler is my favorite pick for that. Like I said, I still like my Miami Heat. Not my Miami Heat, but the Miami Heat. So at 6.5 to 1, I got him at 8 to 1. I think Butler is a pretty good bet still.
All right, he's Vaughn Dalzell at VMoney Sports on Twitter. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the night.
I like the bold prediction. I like the bold prediction.
Warriors, like, Warriors not even in 7. Not even. It was almost LeBron counting. Not 7. Not 6. Not 5.
That's, oh,
I don't know. I haven't even thought about that series. He could be right, honestly. I haven't really thought about that series yet. We're going to think about it soon, I think.
It's making me start to think about it. By the way, remember when I said if the Heat get up to +7 or 7.5, I'd consider taking that. I'd love to see the hook there, but +7 is tempting me right now.
You guys are on the same page. There are too many points with Miami after what we just watched. You might be right. You could definitely be right.
I think there's some recency bias there. All right, I know you love end of the season awards. We're going to get into where we go in baseball next, because you've done all kinds of work on this. You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.